The sun is shining bright and even brighter off the lake. Let it shine on me. This earth is so far from the Milky Way. But there's a smile on my face. So let it shine.
I don't even think the beautiful voice Emily Keener can bring out a sunshine today, Craig, the way the rain is coming down.
Sunshine in our hearts. But, how's that?
We'll get to see Emily on The Voice this coming Monday as a debut. She's on, I guess, the debut episode, you think?
That's right.
Wow, on the first night.
How about that? This particular live performance comes from a year ago, and she was here on WEOL.
It is 7:42 at WEOL. Well, shining the light on diversity and inclusion for the 21st century is the Lorain County Urban League. And Frank Whitfield joins us this morning. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing okay. Coming up on Friday, March 18th, you have the Equal Opportunity Day Conference and Luncheon at Spitzer Conference. Talk about this event, the importance of it, and what people can expect to attend.
Yeah, so this is our second annual conference, and we've also done this Equal Opportunity Day Luncheon for years. This year is building on last year's theme of diversity and inclusion, and we have a really exciting trainer coming in from Ohio State University to talk about blind spots, and it's going to be really cool, man. I think last year people were surprised because these conversations can be difficult. But I think people were excited the fact that it was humorous. You had folks laughing, dancing. So it brought it in a way that people could digest the information. Last year we talked about nonverbal communication and how your words may be one thing, but your body may be saying something else, and how to, you know, make sure you're mindful of your body language. And this year we're going to be talking about blind spots and implicit bias. And so I'm excited because it's something that's it's a human perspective. It's a very humanistic perspective that we all have biases. And the better we become aware of them, the better we can manage them and then make sure that our workplaces are places where people are able to fulfill their duties to the fullest extent, you know, and that they're not feeling any kind of stress, added stress. So I'm really excited about it.
Frank, I was there last year, and you're correct. Your nonverbal communication segment was really something for people to take part in. And who would you say really ought to attend this conference?
I think any employer out there who's looking to, you know, maximize their potential with their workforce, and also for companies out there who are maybe struggling with diversity and trying to figure out, man, why can't I get diverse candidates? You know, we hear this with law enforcement a lot. They're saying, hey, I'd like to have more diversity of police officers applying. So this is critical because there could be some blind spots that they have or in their practices that they have that may be discouraging the people. So this is an opportunity to kind of become enlightened more about yourself, become more self-aware, become more aware of your organizational culture, and hopefully give you some tips on how to manage it.
You also have a panel discussion. What kind of topics do you plan to be addressed during that with a wide array of folks, I guess?
Yeah, so in the panel, we have some local folks. So our panel is intentionally filled, like, cause so Ohio State's coming in. So these folks have never met folks, or they may know some people from Lorain County, but they're going to talk from a very, generic viewpoint. All right, this is what the human part of this is. This is where implicit bias is. Let's do some exercise and kind of look at this. But now at the panel will allow us to bring it to a local level and have those conversations about what are some of the groups doing locally. You know, Mercy Hospital has a great initiative that we partner with them on to help create a pipeline to healthcare. So we work with high school students and particularly targeting minorities to try to help them see themselves on a pathway into healthcare. So there's a lot of groups out there doing unique things to try to address this. You know, as we mentioned last year, it's projected by 2050 that the minority population will become the majority. So we need to just make sure we're prepared for that as a culture, that we're understanding one another, we're understanding ourselves most of all, because that's what we have to manage.
We're talking this morning with Frank Whitfield from the Lorain County Urban League. And Frank, recently the Urban League received a nice check from 100 men who care about Lorain County. Talk about that.
Yeah, so, you know, the 100 guys meet every quarter and they choose a charity. And we were blessed to be that charity this quarter. And, we every year for the past 11 years, we've taken a group of about 45 high school students to different colleges around the country. And they are excited about being a partner this year and helping us to take these students. This year, we're taking them to some colleges in Pennsylvania, taking them to some companies in Pittsburgh and also in Philadelphia. Then we'll go to D.C., take them to the Capitol, hopefully convince the folks in D.C. to get some work done, and then take them to some colleges and let them see some different colleges in D.C. as well.
Frank Whitfield is our guest this morning. The diversity and inclusion for the 21st century is kind of the theme for their Equal Opportunity Day conference and luncheon, which is coming up Friday, March 18th. If people want to get the registrations in, how do they go about doing that, Frank?
So, once again, you go on our website, lcul.org, or you can call our office at 323-3364. You can find us on Facebook, look up Lorain County Urban League. But the easiest is probably just go to our website at lcul.org.
We appreciate your time, Frank. Thanks for what you do.
All right, thank you.